Today is Friday, November 15th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. How is everyone today? I hope you're doing awesome. So, I baked last night. I don't know. I'm doing horrible. I'm still doing horrible on my diet. So I've now baked twice this week and I didn't tell anyone about it. Because honestly, that wasn't a good fade. But anyway, honestly, I baked and it didn't turn out very well. I really wanted brownies. So earlier in the week, I made brownies, but I just did it from a box mix. And first of all, can I just say how amazing box mixes are for brownies? Just like a Duncan Hines, straight up brownie. No, I mean, nothing special, not the gourmet brownies, not anything, just a straight up Duncan Hines brownie. Tastes like the brownies my grandma used to make. They're really good. I shouldn't be having brownies because I'm trying to get back on the bandwagon, and obviously brownies are not bandwagon material. However, I did. And we ate them. We ate a whole in like a day and a half. But I mean, Mark ate a lot of them. He's skinny. He can do that. But anyway, so first of all, I did that. Then last night, I really wanted some more brownies, but we were out. And I had only bought one box of brownie mix because, I mean, you don't want to have a bunch of sweet stuff laying around that you can just... So I'm like, no big deal. I don't have chocolate. I don't think I had any cocoa powder. Actually, I may have cocoa powder and I don't know. But I didn't think I had any cocoa powder. So I was like, oh, I will just make a blonde brownie. Because I knew I had flour. I knew I had brown sugar. I knew I had butter and eggs and like all of that kind of stuff. But I just didn't think I had the chocolate part. So I looked up a recipe for blonde brownies and found one, and so I did it, and I didn't have enough butter, but I had butter-flavored Crisco, so part of the recipe, I like did half butter, half butter-flavored Crisco, and even on the package of Crisco, it said, if you want to substitute this for butter, you add this much water. So I did it the way it said, and then I warmed it up in the microwave, because you're supposed to melt the butter. And it exploded, and I had butter and Crisco all over the inside of the microwave, which was nasty. Anyway, I made it, and it said add pecans and white chocolate chips. Well, I didn't have any white chocolate chips, but I did actually have pecans for some strange reason. So I added pecans, and one thing I didn't do was sift the flour and mix the baking powder and the cornstarch with the flour and sift it all together. So that could have been because I was in a hurry and I was just trying to like quickly mix everything up. And the other thing is I probably could have mixed the eggs and the sugar and gotten a little bit more air into them. The recipe didn't say that. It just said mix them really well. But I was thinking if you want a light cake or, a more light consistency, you really want to beat the eggs and the sugar and get a really nice, frothy, airy, sort of, whatever. And I probably didn't do that well enough. And I didn't sift the flour because I was watching some baking show at some point and it said, that's bullshit. You don't really have to sift your flour. But I think I did need to incorporate the baking soda and the cornstarch well. And instead I just dumped the flour in and then dumped the cornstarch and the baking soda on top of it. And it probably didn't mix well. Anyway, bottom line, I was taking all these shortcut steps. The Crisco was old, so I think, that could have been another thing. And ultimately, they were just a little bit drier and denser than I had hoped they would be. Because that box brownie mix was like really chewy and soft and a little fudgy, but not too much. And it was just a straight up box mix. Excuse me. It was just a straight up box mix. Nothing else. So I don't know. Maybe it was a bad recipe. That's another thing. I mean, it could have just been a recipe that was very dense and dry. And if I tried other recipes, they would work well. So I don't know, but I always feel like it's my fault, you know, like I've done something wrong. And anyway, I judge my baking. But I did that, and then today I went to work, and it was moving day at work because we're out of space, as you know, as you are. And instead of, you know, building another building or doing something like that, they decided they're going to shrink the amount of space that each one of us has. And, you know, and so even further so that they can squeeze more people into a smaller amount of space because, you know, that's what you do, right? And so anyway, so we moved and it was really annoying and hot because I was literally like carrying boxes and I have one of those standing desks. I mean, it's the thing, it's not a full standing desk. It's like a thing you put on top of your desk that gives you the ability to raise up and down. So the desk itself is not standing, but it's this thing you put on top of it. It's called a Vera desk, I think is what they're called. But anyway, they're really heavy. And I had monitors, like a bar with two monitors and like all this stuff. And I had to move all this and a bunch of other stuff as well. And I was so hot. It took like all morning until after noon to get everything, you know, moved down and set back up. It's a big ordeal when you move. And then I got in a conference. So while I was doing this, I had the impeachment hearings on because as you do, right? I've never been so involved with political anything in my life. And I've about decided, even though I'm addicted, but I've about decided I should just like, I don't know, like forget it. Like just go back to that world where I was, you know, my head was in the sand and I didn't know what was going on. Like I used to be. Because I'm so stressed out by all of this, and I know I've mentioned this a million times, but I was just really struck, mainly by the Republicans, by how mean and nasty they are. And just like, and you know, it really strikes me, and I know I've said this before, and I've said it on Throwing Down with Joe, on the podcast I do with Joe, but a majority of Christians are Republicans, and why are they so mean? Like, I don't understand. Like, just mean. I mean, they'll just say just mean, hateful things. Anyway, it's just, they're so hateful. And, but I really don't like the way Democrats or Republicans act. I mean, I feel like we just need, excuse me. I'm getting really impassioned about this. We need to just scrap the whole system. I mean, and go back to, I don't know what, but we need to figure out how to be more civil and more and less partisan. Like, how has it become that if you're a Republican, anything that a Democrat says is just BS, just bullshit. And if you're a Democrat, anything a Republican says is just bullshit. Also, all right, I'll get into the other thing. So the other thing is, so I mentioned to my coworker, who I believe is a Mormon. So, you know, he went to BYU, Brigham Young or whatever. And he has like 10 children and, you know, I'm sorry. I know I'm stereotyping here, but anyway, he's from Utah, you know, et cetera. But I think he's a Mormon anyway. And so I thought he probably is conservative, you know, whatever. I'm an independent. I don't register as Democrat. I don't register as Republican. I don't register. But I figured he was conservative. So I was just like, you know, I don't want to get into a political discussion. He's like, oh, if you ever do, let me know. I'm like, no, I don't like confrontation. I don't even want to know how you believe, what you believe. I just want to say I've been watching these hearings and I don't like how uncivil the whole thing is and like how partisan it is and how I just want the facts to be laid out and, you know, I'll avoid all this drama. And he said, oh, well, what station are you, what channel are you watching the hearings on? And I said, well, it doesn't really matter. He's like, yeah, it definitely matters what channel you're. And I'm like, well, I'm watching it on CNN. He's like, oh, well, that explains a lot. Like, he was just assuming that I'm like some liberal lefty because I'm watching CNN. And I'm like, he's like, well, I watch Fox News. And I lost a little respect for him, honestly. But no, I mean, also, why does our news coverage have to be so split? Why is it if you watch CNN, you're automatically left? And if you watch Fox, you're automatically right? I don't I mean, I understand that maybe that is the reality. And I was like, is there any news that's like just telling you the news and doesn't have a spin? Anyway, it really irritated me. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and end it here and go cook some breakfast for dinner. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. Talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.